Inside the North American room, Dylan Bijakeens Jennings is admiring a small jingle dress. It belongs to his daughter.
Her auntie made that dress with all these different little beautiful pink flowers on them. And it's just really, really just plain and simple, but like extremely beautiful.
Jennings is a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Anishinaabe and a curator of the new exhibit, Welcome to the Powwow. All of the work is from Native American artists, but this wasn't always the case for the Spurlock.
It just seemed like we couldn't keep kind of having that lie and sharing that information with the public.
When Elizabeth Sutton took over as director 6 years ago, most of the artwork had been donated by the Lobbins, a white couple. She felt the collection blurred the lines between what their Native American friends had created and what Reginald Lobbin made on his own.
He was trying to create these pieces in the style and tradition of his Native American friends and these communities, but it's just us lying, you know, not being able to, you know, saying we don't have time and money to do the research and just putting it up.
So Sutton took down the display. Around this time, Dylan Jennings visited the university as founder of the Bijiki Culture and Dance Company. During a tour, Sutton pointed out the empty space and what she wanted to do.
It was really important for us to have Native Americans represented as modern, vibrant communities.
Because his group also conducts educational workshops, Jennings said they could help.
We believe that education is a really powerful mechanism to, you know, change the heart, change the mind of somebody about, you know, representation of Native Indigenous communities.
It took 2.5 years, but the team focused on powwows because, dating back to the 1890s, they are a modern part of the Native American story.
What's the priority for us? You know, it's always to stay firm with our language and our culture the best that we can.
That's Jason Schlender. He's a former tribal leader from the Lacouture Reservation in Wisconsin and part of the dance company.
But at the same time, you know, showcasing and sharing our culture and our music with the world in general.
Which you can see from the jingle dress to a drum circle of mannequins wearing jeans. Modern art was also commissioned specifically for the exhibit.
We needed 6 pieces from the museum here that describe our people.
Josh Atchinum is Plains Cree and originally from Canada. He decided to paint 6 powwow dancers, each wearing different regalia. He says museums have bought his work before.
But this was them acquiring the pieces and us helping to build everything from the ground up of what we wanted. So it's a whole different feeling to do that here.
All of this is a first for Dylan Jennings, but he hopes it won't be the last.
The exhibit itself, I think, is a great starting point for more good conversations to come and more bridge building between our tribal communities and universities and other communities alike.
As the dance company keeps traveling, the regalia will too. All of it is on loan and still owned by the artists and tribes.
We love being able to use them for educational purposes, but they're very much meant to be used in our circles, at our powwows to be danced with. And so, someday you might see these dancing at a powwow somewhere with somebody.
I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.